We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Get more at 97.1talk.com.
We went about this investigation without any announcements. The individuals in our office were not even aware of it. The individuals who were aware of this were myself, Dana Mulhauser, who is the chief of our conviction incident and review unit, and no one else.
There he is, prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell, yesterday at his news conference, unveiling that they secretly reopened this case into Darren Wilson and Michael Brown because of their conviction that somehow Bob McCullough, 50 FBI agents, and the brightest minds in the Department of Justice had somehow screwed up in not somehow finding a reason to charge Darren Wilson. So by golly, he was going to do it for him. He was going to step up and do it for him by not telling anybody and by secretly investigating it. And you know, here we are again. I'm happy to have my friend Tom Jackson on with us this morning, former police chief in Ferguson, now happily retired, and I had to make him get up this early this morning to do this. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to get you on here. Did you watch this Wesley Bell news conference yesterday, and what was your reaction to what you saw?
Yes, I watched it, and it was just disgusting. It was nothing more than pandering to a radical base that basically slid him into office, you know, with George Soros' help. And this is a promise that he somewhat secretly made to those people that were pushing for him to be elected prosecutor, that he would reopen this case and reopen it. Come on, a secret investigation. This is probably the most thoroughly investigated officer-involved shooting in history. You know, it was looked at, and it was looked at in a way, especially with Eric Holder, that they really, really wanted to prosecute Darren Wilson back then. And they couldn't, and they still can't, because what happened was Michael Brown tried to kill a cop, and as a result, he's dead. That's it. That's the whole story.
You summed it up perfectly. You know, I remember reading an article in The Atlantic when Wesley Bell was running for office against Bob McCullough. And, you know, he kind of it surprised most people when he won that primary. But if you go back and you read that article, the title of the article was, "When Will There Be Justice in the Darren Wilson, Mike Brown Case?" And he was in there quoted as talking about the fact that he would seek justice. And justice in the mind of the people who elected him was only achievable if he was criminally charged in this case. And then yesterday, Bell had to admit there's nothing for us to charge him with. Wow, we could have saved you 5 months and untold thousands of dollars if you just paid a little attention to, as what you mentioned, what's already come.
Yeah, I mean, what did they do in those 5 months? Did they go out and re-interview witnesses? Did they re-examine the physical evidence, the crime scene? Did they go out and re-photograph it? What was there for them to do except reread transcripts? This thing was completely vetted. The fact that justice to them is mob justice speaks a lot to to what got him into office anyway.
Well, former Chief Tom Jackson, my guest this morning, somebody mentioned to me on social media yesterday when I was going off on this that, well, yeah, but the Department of Justice found systemic problems with the city of Ferguson and the police department there. Well, what I pointed out was they were intent on finding something wrong. Once they found out they couldn't charge Darren Wilson, they decided they'd go after the city and try to prove that that must be the reason that Michael Brown was dead. What, you know, that consent decree, we're all familiar with the fact that it happened. What was your take on the allegations they made against your department in the city?
So when they came into town, they specifically were there to find a scapegoat because they knew very early on in this investigation this was going to be, you know, a justifiable officer-involved shooting. So they needed a scapegoat the city with their political wing of the Justice Department. Fortunately, Darren was investigated by the FBI, although the Civil Rights Division, the Special Litigations Unit, was trying to push them to have a finding against Darren. The same was FBI is a very professional organization, and they weren't going to have any of that. But Eric Holder had a Special Litigation Unit do what they called a pattern and practice report on Ferguson. And they were coming in. We had people in town from all over the country who were there, you know, simply to throw rocks at the police. And that's who they were interrogating or interviewing. You know, tell us about how bad the Ferguson Police Department is. You know, the spring right before this, in the spring of 2014, the University of Missouri did a survey of Ferguson residents on the whole city and satisfaction of the city. And this is available, you know, it's a survey of the city of Ferguson through the University of Missouri St. Louis. It was published in March or April of 2014. And one of the things that's in there is that the citizens of the city of Ferguson had a 75% good or excellent view of the police department, and another 20% was fair. So that's 95% of the citizens were at least satisfied with the police department. Wow. and the majority of the citizens were very satisfied.
Well, it's a great point, and I'm so happy that you pointed that out. It's a community that's been tarred and feathered over this whole thing, and it's a shame. Tom, unfortunately, I'm out of time here. I will point out Tom Jackson, former police chief there in Ferguson, has a book about what happened, what really happened, called Policing America. You can still buy it on Amazon, and hopefully people will go on there and look that up. Tom, thank you, and thank you for your service.
Thank you very much, Mark. Good talking to you.
Yes, sir. We will talk again soon. We appreciate that. Great guy, former St. Louis County police officer and commander, and went on to become the chief there in Ferguson. You want to read the truth, read Policing Ferguson, Policing America. It's a great book. 314-241-9797. We'll get to your phone calls, check in on business, and those economic numbers coming up.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Get more at 971talk.com.